when we started off this, maybe February, March, we sort of set ourselves a target of, you know, hopefully 25, 30,000. Because being honest, we didn't really know what a virtual Relay for Life would look like. But we set about just planning it as best we could. And so far we've 50,000 raised, slightly over it. And hopefully it'll increase by another, you know, few thousand as well. But we'll know better in the next sort of 10 days where exactly we are. But we had a great weekend. Everyone seems to have enjoyed what we put on, and the feedback is very positive. So we can only but hope that next year, our 10th, we will live in the LYIT rather than on a virtual basis.
Obviously, due to restrictions, the Relay for Life had to go virtual this year again. But a lot of teams took part across the county, and they were walking in their localities and getting involved. It's still great to have that involvement, even though it was virtually.
Oh, absolutely. You know, some teams took to the track, particularly in West Donegal, over around Carrickfinn there. And they were able to, they had maybe about 10, 12 people on the track. All socially distanced and kept within, you know, the 15 numbers that we had to adhere to. And they walked for the 24 hours, four or five teams in West Donegal. And I think in Dunloe on Friday, they did something similar on Dunloe Main Street. And, you know, they had a cycle around Burton Port. Again, 10 of them are that overnight. So the ingenuity of people and how they actually did something different, like normally, you know, coffee mornings and things like that is a big part of the fundraising, table quizzes and that, but they couldn't happen this year because of the restrictions. So people were very clever, very genius on what they did, and how they raised €50,000 is just amazing.